you have about imams. We don't know anything about them except when they are born and how many years they have lived and few things that they have said. We don't know anything else and how they have been killed. Knowledge about imam is knowing the reality of imam. Knowledge of imam is knowing the reality of ma'asum. Ma'asum is a word you say. But what is behind that word of ma'asum, which perfect human, insan kamil, you have to learn all of this. You have to know about wahy. What is wahy and revelation? For all of us, revelation is one of the birds called Jibreel brought a book to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he started to read. He started to page through and read to people. Every day he was paging through and reading one book. That's not wahy. Has nothing to do with wahy. Learning about Qiyamah, learning about Barzakh, learning about Jannat, learning about Jahannam. These are all ma'arif of Allah. So, that's number 8. And these things, all of these things I told you, if you can also practice with this, a little bit of hunger during the day. I'm not saying fast every day. I'm saying hunger means what? This has a lot in helping us to reach to awakeness. That means not from the morning we get up until night we eat. Even if it's little eating, I mean some, I don't know what they call snacking. Snacking, exactly, yes, exactly, the good word. Snacking, and so the whole 24 hours, except that few hours that we sleep, we are putting something in our mouth. That's the feeding of nafs, is not feeding the body. The worst part of it is feeding the nafs. Nafs becomes so much used to eating and snacking and drinking and coffee and tea. And see, every time you sit in the front of, you go to movie, you have to get a big bulk of popcorn and eat. You sit in front of the TV, honestly, you sit in front of the TV, you have to have all those type of, I know, especially for Middle Eastern, tokmeh, what those seats that we crack them in their mouth. If without them, we do not know how much these are hurting our nafs.
So it's making your nafs adab, like giving your nafs some adab.
Ahsan, good. You have to give some adab to nafs. Stop him. If you cannot, I'm not saying don't eat or don't drink. Eat good enough. Eat twice a day, three times a day. But in between, leave some time for not having anything. But this is, of course, this is for those people who want to reach to yaqze. The other people who are not interested in yaqze, that's we continue. So reaching, doing, these are few instructions for helping us to reach to yaqze. Especially now that we are coming out of the month of Ramadan, we have not lost our habit yet. It's easy to continue from now. You know that for badraghe, you know what is badraghe?
No.
Farewell. Farewelling. What is farewelling?
Farewelling.
Farewelling.
Like saying
goodbye. Yes, yes. Saying an adab and manner of Ramadan is farewelling Ramadan. You do few days of fasting after Ramadan. Of course, not that few days is fast. It's already nearly 1 week, right? No, about 5 days. So even if you're not fasting, now that the fasting, you still have the habit of fasting, continue this practice of mannering, very good word you taught me, mannering your nafs of not being at eating at all the time. Give few hours, 4, 5, 6 hours of no drinking, no eating, nothing. But after that, eat as much as you want. So that's a good, great help for yaqze and awakeness. But once you do that, it is a word which says, this is a pledge. I say in front of Allah, I am zamin. You know zamin? I'll be responsible. If you do these things, I'm responsible. If you do these things, two chelle. You know what is chelle? This is very Farsi, sorry. 40, yeah.
Chel
means 40. Chel means 40 in Farsi. 40 days. If these instructions are maintained, if you do not reach yaqze, I'll be responsible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I tell them, oh Allah, I gave them a wrong instruction. You punish me for them. So anyone who does these 8 instructions I gave, 8 or 9 instructions, for 2 chelle, for 240 days, consecutively. It means in between, you should not say, okay, let me have 1 month of rest now. I want to eat everything, and I don't want to eat, read any more Quran. You know, I tell you what. Reason. Remember, I'm giving you pre-warning. Be aware. The moment you start this decision to start with these two chelda, 240s, all sorts of thoughts come to your mind. Come on, this is difficult. This is Mr. Bassam is impractical. He always say things that he himself even cannot do it. It's true, yes, it is. Yes. But if you look at them time-wise, I haven't said, I mean, things that I told you, time-wise, I only gave you 20 minutes of zikr, 20 minutes a day. 10 minutes of Quran is 30 days. The rest of the things were the things that you are doing it anyway. You do your salat. I'm only telling you in front, instead of doing it at salat al-zuhr, doing it at maghrib time, do it at zuhr time. Instead of living this type of life, live a different type of life. I'm not giving you any extra time to use for anything. Except it's a constant watching yourself. We have to be constantly watching our life. See, there is a big difference between a life that, yes, I have come to live my material life, but I'm a Muslim too. I have to do my salat and fast as well. This is a different notion with a person who lives a life, all his life is for akhirat, but he says, yes, I have to also satisfy my material need as well. These are two different approaches. But eat good, eat enough, do all your other entertainments that you do, watch your movies, watch your TVs, all of those things, of course, the good ones which are allowed to see. I'm not saying stop those things. Also do these instructions that I just gave you. And see, inshallah, you reach to a state of yaqze. But what happens when you reach to yaqze? Now I want to give you the signs of it. The signs of reaching to yaqze. Everyone probably remember. When a person becomes awake from that deep sleep that we have, okay, for those of you who don't know, who may have not heard from me, if you wanted to listen to these audios again, you go to gmail.com. User, you enter the username nzdars. Dars means studies. And password. It has a password too. It's a normal email account you go in it. It's an email account.
So we can hack into it.
NZDARS 110. That's the password. Okay? When you go there, all the lectures, usually maximum within 24 hours, is there. So you can go and download and read, listen to it if you want to. So I said that for those who are trying to make hardly trying to take your notes. It's good. Continue. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just giving you another option is there too. So, what are the signs of yaqze? I want to see, okay, if I'm doing all of this. Of course, it doesn't happen like that you do 240s and on the day 81 then you see you have awakened, you know. How does it happen? You gradually start to see things that you were not seeing before. What are those things? Say?
Like ghosts and stuff.
Ghosts? No. I never said. No, no. I'm telling you what you see. Wait. No. You're not supposed to see ghosts. No. Okay. So. D-A-R-S. The things. The signs of yaqze. No, but what you told me made me a bit worried that tomorrow I'm having the parents saying, what is this thing you have told to our children? They are at home, they are all the time talking to ghosts. And they have become a fearful people. They cannot go even to toilet alone. They call mom, please come here. No, anyway, no, none of these things are there. What is... It says, what are the signs that we will see when we, inshallah, we reach to a state of yaqze and awakeness? We start to see ni'mat of Allah that we usually don't see. Everything we take it for granted, we do not see that as a ni'mat. When you eat, do you see any of those things really? Of course you do remember. I'm not saying you do not remember. You do remember very shortly, and after eating that, mashallah, so much. And then you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I had one of my relatives used to say, as a joke, I'm quoting him. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah, that you made me hungry. Please, you made me full. Please kill all the hungry people. So that he wouldn't be nervous that they also even exist. So Yaqzi gives us that eyes that can see all ni'mat of Allah. Ni'mat, what is ni'mat?
Everything.
No, everything is ni'mat. No, everything, remember, almost most of the people see very apparent ni'mat. Everyone almost knows, even non-believers if you like, that the food you're eating is ni'mat of Allah. That very fruit which grows on the trees, ni'mat of Allah. So I'm not talking about those things. Those are important. Those are things. They are also what I mean. But the things are ni'mat which other people don't see those things. What are those things? The very fact that I have friends like you. I tell that very often to my wife. Alhamdulillah, look at my friends in Husseini. Look at what type of friends I have. That's a ni'mat. I could have been sitting and instead of coming to Husseini and having you people in the class and talking to you and preparing all these things for you, that's a ni'mat for me. It's a ni'mat that I can have good people like you, that you take all the trouble coming to this class and sit and listen to me.
So appreciating thanks
more. Appreciating all the good things that we have that we may not even pay attention to them. That very fact that I know people, I do know people that I encourage them so many times, so much, to come to one of our functions even, not to class. They come and 10, 15 minutes, they just don't have that tolerance for it, to listen. They go away, they just, that's ni'mat. That is a ni'mat that your heart is accepting to come and intermingle and interact with all these people in Husseini. With good people, or these are all good people. So that's one type of ni'mat. Sorry? Appreciating that. See, what I'm saying is, this is a ni'mat that we all the group that we come to this class or we come to the Husseini, the friends that we have here, we could have been, God forbid, be one of those people sitting only with sinful people outside, never come to Husseini, spend our time with those people who are all the time on ma'asiyat of Allah, and they are sinning, they are doing all those bad things. We could have been like them. As I told you, I know people that encourage them and press them. They come after a month or after 2 months in one of the Husseini functions, and after 15 minutes they get so bored, they go out and they come and they go out and they don't know what to do with this. This is a ni'mat that we have ourselves. This is the ni'mat of wilayat of and Prophet sallallahu, wilayat makes bound people together. This is the ni'mat of wilayat. When mu'mineen, they love each other, that's mu'min, that's ni'mat of wilayat. That's exactly the ni'mat of wilayat. As I said, this type of ni'mat, that for myself, that I have you people who are coming here and giving this opportunity that I can prepare and I can come here and talk to you and help you learn something. That is a ni'mat for me. Or I have all these good friends in Husseini that I come and I associate with them. I go to their house, they come to my house. This is a ni'mat of Allah. The very ni'mat of Allah that I have got all these ma'arif of Allah at my disposal. All these ma'arif, all these ahadith of Ma'asumin alayhi wasalam, that I have the heart for it to go and open and read and learn. That's a ni'mat. Who takes this ni'mat? If you can see these types of ni'mat of Allah, the ni'mat that you are born into a Shia family, that you are born into a family that you know you have got all these ma'asumin and imam. That's the ni'mat. These are the things that you had nothing in it. You could have been born in a family in the middle of African jungles that they are not Muslim, not they are not Christians, they are nothing. You could have been born in one of those atheist families that they all the time, what they promote into their families is just non-believing in anything. So these are all ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is when yaqza comes, when awakeness comes, we start to see these things. When there is no yaqza, the only thing ni'mat is what we can eat. Or the money is in our bank account. That will be seen as ni'mat. So that's one of the first signs of awakeness, that we start to see ni'mats of Allah that we could not see them before. The second type of ni'mat, the second sign of yaqza is we see, it is called mutala'atu jinayat of nafs. Means we can see the criminal nafs. The nafs of us is criminal. What is criminal? Why I call it criminal? Yeah? Why is criminal?
We do crime towards ourselves.
Ahsan. The biggest crime is the crime we do towards our own nafs. What is the crime that we do to our own nafs? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, do this so that I become happy with you, I'm satisfied of you, and in akhirat I give you this. But we do opposite. Any sin that the nafs is doing is jinayat, is crime. It's crime against our own nafs. So a sign of yaqza is when sinning becomes so big thing for us. People who easily do jealousy, easily lie, they easily take other people's thing from them. The people who freely do riya, pretension, they do salat, they do the other things, they pay money to the poor people in front of other people, they want the other people to see what they do. These are all crimes of nafs. But when it becomes easy and we do it, it becomes so easy we do not even think about them, that is when we have become criminal to our nafs. Yaqza, when yaqza comes, the slightest thing we want to do, it holds up us. We do a little bit thing, I mean somebody asked me, Mr. Bassam, did you pay that $5 to Mr. So? I say yes, and then I start saying, I hadn't paid it. So it is yaqza and awakeness stops me, make me think about the things I do. Make me think about the sins that I do. Even if I'm doing a small sins, that makes it shows to me how big it is. Because remember, sinning, the greatness and the magnitude of sin is not the sin itself. The magnitude of sin is what we do. We are doing it against who? Because it's Allah, we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is so big. That is why it's so important. That is why it doesn't matter. You know that even saqila, you know what is great sin and minor sin? Gunah, kabira and saqila. You know that if saqila, which is minor sin, if it's repeated, it becomes kabira. What does it mean? When a saqila becomes kabira, means it is not important. The action is not important. Who you do that action to is important. So if you repeatedly sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that becomes kabira. So these are the signs of yaqza. It's taking more than what I thought. So there are other signs. Inshallah, next week, first half an hour or first 20 minutes of the next week, I allocate to telling you the rest of the signs of yaqza and awakeness. And then inshallah, we will continue our topic. So, to those who are interested in getting into a bit more into the depths of religion and experience those things that we are always think they are only for akhirat, experience some of those things here. Go do those 8 instructions, and if you did not get anywhere with 240s. Talk to Imam Zaman and complain about Amu Sayyid. Say Amu Sayyid lied to us. He said that and it didn't happen. Bar Muhammad, all Muhammad, salawat. Allah.